Lorain County Metro Parks. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You're hands-on in here, right? That's part of probably your job description,
part
right?
Part of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you kind of have to do maybe on a sort of a daily basis or at least just to make this place still look as beautiful as it was when it first opened?
Well, of course, one of the things, watering is very important. So since it is a tropical environment, it's supposed to be humid. And so we do have to mist a lot of the orchids and bromeliads and some of the other plants on a daily basis, as well as, you know, pick up leaf debris and some pruning and things like that.
When I was here a couple of weeks back to kind of get organized for this event, when I walked in the conservatory here, I noticed that it was warmer, more humid, but I really didn't feel that yesterday or today. Can you tell me why?
Well, first of all, it's probably a little bit colder out than it was when you came here. So a little bit has to do with the, you know, ambient temperature surrounding the conservatory. But we do a temperature setback seasonally as well as at night. And then if you come here in the summertime, it's going to be, if it's hot outside, it's going to be really hot in here. Thus the greenhouse effect.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Greenhouse effect, well, right here.
Well, that's what we like to see. And, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, we got Jim Zimnick. I used to remember at the French Creek Nature Center, they would do all these different type of displays, and they would bring in almost plants and things like that and create kind of this atmosphere. Now you have this here sort of a permanent place for that. What are some of the things that take place in this particular area that we're in for guests or for people that come in or part of the programs that you put on for the Metro Park?
Well, first of all, we do things directly related to plants, most of our programs. So we'll do anything from bonsai programs where the people learn how to cut and trim and care for the plants, as well as more hands-on crafty things like cement leaves, which will be taking place. We have an instructor that comes and does that. But part of what we involve with our collections is a seasonal display. So part of what the seasonal display is showing people what they can do in their yards, maybe something they never thought of using, a certain plant or material or design. So, you know, we do that several times throughout the year, create these seasonal displays. And we have one coming up, which actually we're highlighting the plants in here. It's called Upside Down and Inside Out. So it's going to give people a unique look with hands-on tables and activities, discovering everything from the soil that the plant grows in and its roots to the crown, and looking closely at the leaves and really what's inside that thin little leaf. So, and how plants help us on a daily basis, whether you think about it or not.
Can you talk about some of the orchids in the back of the room, where I see those and the roots to me on some of the seem to go nowhere. They just kind of hang there. Can you talk about the orchids?
Yes, and if you come to the display for this, which starts March 20th and goes through May 29th, we will talk about that, have explanations. But again, those plants are in tropical areas, so some of the roots of orchids are hanging out in the open. So when we do our daily misting, we do have to make sure that we get those roots wet so that they can survive. So some of the orchids are also in different media, maybe loose gravel or lava rock. So there are over 30,000 different kinds of orchids, and they're separated into groups. So they do, you know, have different requirements.
Can you tell us how this orchid collection came together?
Well, it came together, first of all, part of the whole conservatory here was part of Dr. Aaron's vision for the people of Lorain County to have a conservatory, which is a display of plant collections where people can learn about. So it was part of his vision. So some of the orchids in that collection are from his collection that he acquired from traveling, you know, around the world and his vast knowledge. And then, of course, some of the orchids we have purchased as well as some donations.
We're talking today with Linda Paul with the Lorain County Metro Parks here at the Miller Nature Preserve. Okay, that's what's happening here in the conservatory. What about the grounds? What else is happening behind us, back out there on the trails, that sort of thing? Tell us a little bit about that.
There's snow.
Well, there was a snowplow guy. He was out here early getting the lot cleared as well, too.
Yes. Well, we have a lot of things going on here throughout the year, but especially in the summertime, it gets really hopping. We have coming up actually our 6th anniversary on Mother's Day, where moms get in free to the conservatory, as well as the brunch that would be going on in the cafe. Also, starting in June, the 2nd and 4th Thursdays of the month, 6:30 to 8, we have our concert music on the patio starting, and we do different genres of music. It is free to attend. There will also be food and refreshments for people to enjoy upon purchase. And then Father's Day weekend, we open the Butterfly House, which goes through Labor Day, and that will be open daily, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And that really kind of demonstrates what people can do in their backyard with the annuals and perennials and the other requirements that the butterflies need. So again, we're kind of hoping to show people what they can do to attract the butterflies, and all those butterflies are native to North America.
We also have a nice little gift shop in here too.
We have a nice gift shop there in the lobby. There's, you know, a nice variety of gifts and souvenirs and a whole variety of prices for people.
Let's talk about your cafe. You opened up, I believe, last week, right?
It was last week, yes. So kind of newly renovated. It now has carpeting, so fresh new look. It is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So people can come and enjoy coffee and newspaper, as well as pastries, and then really good soup, salads, and sandwiches. So that is open to the public for lunch during that time. If groups want to, you know, bring their little bus group, they can call ahead and make reservations for that. And then, of course, we do special events in the cafe. We do cooking classes and demonstrations. So there's something going on all the time. And then also you can rent that facility out for your special event, showers, reunions, weddings, if you want, you know, kind of the smaller, intimate gathering for that.
I notice out here you've got a little bridge area, walkway, the pergolas out there. Talk about sort of that area and what that space is used for.
Right. Our outdoor gardens are thematic gardens, and so that little bridge takes you over a wonderful little lily pond and enters you into the herb circle. So we do have several different thematic gardens out there, as well as a little veggie demonstration garden, outdoor butterfly garden. We have the arbor out there with several different climbing vines, and then we have a rose garden out there as well.
Something special you have indoors. Yesterday, Bruce and I had another co-host, Echo the Parrot.
Why is he so quiet today?
I know, we put a mic up on his home yesterday, and right, we got some nice chit-chat from Echo.
Right. Hello, Echo, right? Hello, Echo, or how you doing? And then he laughs.
And he'll laugh, yes.
Remember, those are the three things I remember he was saying for that. So, and he had his cage open. Today I see the lock has been securely placed on his cage. He doesn't, I'm not going to assume, but he just doesn't seem too happy today. He hasn't said anything all morning. Now, is it the weather? Is it just Tuesday? What is it?
Well, I'll tell you, he certainly, on nice sunny days, he is definitely more active, you know. So on colder days or cloudy days, and plus he's usually not used to getting up this early.
I see, we're his style.
And unfortunately, I was out there shoveling, so I didn't have a chance to, you know, get his food going and everything. Usually we feed him before we let him out of his cage. His wings are clipped so that he cannot fly around and get injured. But we were lucky enough to
He's nodding his head right now, too. He knows we're talking about.
He is a character, and he will pick out certain people that he likes and wants to talk to for whatever reason. We're not sure.
Maybe Mrs. Barb, our county executive, who was here yesterday, who
perched
on his shoulder and pecked at her lapel on her jacket.
I think Echo's heartbroken today. Well, Barb isn't here.
Maybe that's why he's
so
quiet.
You got him from another greenhouse, is that it, or some other?
Yeah, it was a personal person that was closing down their greenhouse, and they had had him in the greenhouse, so he thought it would be a good fit for here. So we've had him a little over a year, and, you know, it takes a little while for them to adjust. We believe he's about 10 years old, and parrots can live for a long time, so we hope that he stays with us for a long time. He will eat seeds as well as peanuts, and he does get a good diet of fruits, vegetables, per the vet.
Now, what is your background that you're able to come in here, deal with plants, poinsettias, and a parrot? How does that all work together for you?
Well, I'm from Avon originally, so I'm, you know, used to being outside. My dad had a landscaping business. I went to Michigan State for fisheries and wildlife, so I've always had an interest in the outdoors and bird watching. And so, yes, I was lucky enough to be able to get involved not only with plants, but also outside nature.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you letting us to wake up Echo for the morning, as we are broadcasting for our second day here at the Miller Nature Preserve. It is the North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon. Our guest this time around, Linda Paul with the Lorain County Metro Parks here at the Miller Nature Preserve. And lots going on as we continue on with our Spotlight here on AM 930 WBAI.